Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9:44, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to our friend Bruce Jennelson, professor of public policy and political science at Duke University, previously worked in the State Department on a Middle East peace process. Just when you think, our plate is full, Iran comes knocking with a big old spoonful of mess to put on a plate. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Tommy. You doing okay?
I'm okay, yeah. Tell me about, I guess we'll start with this fire at a nuclear plant. What went on there?
Yeah, nobody seems to know, or at least those who know aren't talking. It seems like it was sabotage, not an accident. There was a group that claimed credit, calling themselves, to check out this name, the Cheetahs of the Homeland. Not quite sure where that comes from. But most people think that it wasn't done just by an Iranian group, that there had to be some international hand in it, whether it's Israel, the United States, the two of us together. Pretty much looks like that's what happened. And it's a setback for their program, but it doesn't devastate it.
So we, along with the Israelis, did some kind of hack or something that...
Well, we don't know. That's speculating.
No. Okay. So... tell me then, Bruce, I'm sorry if I jumped to conclusions there.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe it was just an accident. And, you know, some of the really good reporters who dig down and get these sources that are intelligence source and can't be named, you know, have alluded to nobody believes that this Cheetahs of the Homeland could have done it on their own. So who would you think might do it? The United States, since Trump pulled out of the nuclear nonproliferation agreement, the Israelis. You know, it could be the Saudis, too. I mean, you get a list that's not infinite, but probably has, you know, 3, 4, 5 possibilities on it.
Where does the Iran nuclear program stand now?
So
I guess we did talk about before the fire now.
Yeah, they had the deal in 2015. And I got to tell you that, you know, before President Trump pulled out, most intelligence officials, including Israeli ones and American ones, said that Iran was pretty much sticking to the deal. Trump pulled out, and for a year they kind of didn't, you know, start to ramp up their nuclear program. But as we squeezed them more in sanctions, and as others in the world said that we were wrong for pulling out, they've started to increase their nuclear program again beyond the limits that were in the deal. There isn't a sense that they're close to producing a nuclear bomb, and frankly, even if you produce it, delivering it, you know, it's pretty complicated. You got to have the missile and all that sort of thing. So it's in the mix. You know, people speculate if we get towards our election and, you know, the president thinks he needs an October surprise, you know, what might happen then. So, like you said at the beginning, it never goes away.
There's some problems internally, too, between the, I don't want to make fun of his name, but whoever the religious leader is and the secular leader.
Yeah, the supreme leader, you know, the way Iran set themselves up after 1979 is the supreme leader. You know, the highest Ayatollah has the most power. President Rouhani was chosen in an election. They've had a lot of economic problems, no question. Some of them are because of the sanctions, some of them their own mismanagement. But, you know, there's a general sense, frankly, when before we did what we did under President Trump, you know, there was a sense that the more moderate president, I use that term relatively, could show results. You know, the economy was improving, people's lives were getting better. And now he doesn't have much to cite, right? I mean, the United States is turned back into total antagonism, so it weakens his hand. And the Supreme Leader is somewhere around 81 years old. There's going to be a big issue about succession when that happens. So, you know, a lot of things in play, both inside the country and outside.
The sanctions, have they hurt or accomplished anything, I guess? Because it would seem to me the people that are at the top, and you and I have had this conversation before, are going to protect what they have. So they'll still be living the opulent lifestyle. But it's the underlings, the people, the common people like me and whoever, that are going to be hurt by this. But I have the least power to do anything to affect the change. Are we getting to the big uppity-ups with the sanctions? Is it costing them money?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, they have their, you know, black market trade. There's oil that still goes out clandestinely. And, frankly, there's other countries. Remember, the nuclear deal was us, the Europeans, the Russians, and the Chinese all together. And the Russians and Chinese worked with us back in 2015, even though we were kind of at each other's throats on other issues. And so, now, you know, there's, you know, I think the Chinese are buying oil. India's buying oil because they need it. And some of that gets funneled up to the upper elites. And so the people suffer. And some people think, oh, they'll suffer enough that they'll pull the regime down. It doesn't happen. Sanctions never bring down regimes. And so you end up hurting a lot of people. And then the rulers can say, oh, you see, it's really the Americans that are our enemy. It's not my fault. It's their fault. And so it really can be counterproductive.
That would be my interpretation if I were there. I think I would, you know, I mean, because I'm not getting the whole story, right? I'm only getting what I'm able to see, what the Iranian officials want me to see, and that would be my interpretation, or at least that's what I would infer from the implication. What about coronavirus, Bruce? Because they're not immune to that at all. Is it affecting them, and does it mean anything? Their problems with coronavirus, does it mean anything good or bad for us and our allies?
You know, they were one of the first, you know, the first big waves were China, Italy, and Iran. And part of it was Iran has a lot of back and forth with China for trade and technology and stuff. And there, too, their government did a terrible job. I don't think it's as bad as it was. I think they've kind of closed down the country in terms of, you know, travel. But I don't think it's going to be, you know, decisive in terms of which way things go. In some ways, it gives the government another reason to crack down. And then, you know, look, everybody in the world looks at which country is doing the worst job on COVID right now. And, you know, it's really us and maybe Brazil. So you don't get a lot of mileage out of saying if you had a system like ours, you'd be in better shape.
Anything we're missing you wanted to add?
You know, the other thing I think is just the Saudis. I mean, the Saudis constantly play the Iran card with us. And if you look back at who's caused this trouble, you know, where'd the hijackers on 9/11 come from? Like, you know, a good portion came from Saudi Arabia. You know, where is a lot of the spread of Islamic fundamentalism? It's the Saudis and their own religious order exporting it out of the country to elsewhere. So you really got to be careful that you don't so focus on Iran that you let the Saudis kind of, you know, do things to us that are not in our interests.
And that's where it gets extremely complicated, right, with the United States relationship with Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, and frankly, we're not as dependent on Saudi oil as we were back, you know, when you and I were driving, you know, fast cars in the 70s and stuff. You know? We don't get that much oil from them. And so the notion that we have to totally defer to them and take care of them, I mean, even the arms deals they supposedly signed with President Trump, I think it was $110 billion, and they've only delivered on $10 or $15 billion. So you get a little bit of sense that they're, frankly, pulling our chain a little bit.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate your time. Everything keeps going on. We're talking about coronavirus, but nothing's changed over there. Bruce Jenelson, professor of public policy, our friend, political science at Duke University, previously worked in the State Department and on the Middle East peace process. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll find out what Newell Norman's talking about today here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.